You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Back at it. It's your girl, Alessandra, and welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Today, we have a special segment of reality chat with Molly and Cynthia. You may know them as the Double Divas. I know them as the hilarious friendship duo that comes on my screen every Sunday on TLC's Pillow Talk, the spinoff show of 90 Day Fiancé. And today, we're chatting with them about their business, Livvy Ray, their thoughts on the latest seasons of 90 Day Fiancé, which, can get pretty crazy on that show, and the special connection that they have with their supporters and fans around the world. It's priceless, you guys. I promise you that. Let's get into it.
Reality chat, exclusive updates, and interviews with Alessandra G.
Hi, Molly and Cynthia. How are you guys doing today?
Hey.
Hi.
So great. Couch, girl, on the Pillow Talk couch.
Oh, wow, the iconic couch. So we have the Double Divas here with us. So I definitely want to start for people that are wondering, that watch you guys on Pillow Talk and are just like, damn, that's a really great and catchy name. Did you come up with that name? Because I know there was a show in the past called Double Divas, or was it given to you?
The network came up with that name. We really weren't sure what we were going to be at that point.
No.
Because we're not really divas. We're really just kind of regular girls, and they came up with the name, and then the way that they put the two D's on top of each other kind of looped into a bra, so I think it stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I thought it was very catchy and interesting, so I definitely wanted to hear if you guys had come up with that or if someone else did, so that's cool. And I know I do see that in the logo, so that's very funny. And speaking of, obviously you both have a highly successful lingerie business. What can you tell me about that, and what inspired you to create that brand and company originally?
We both worked at a high-end, well-known bra company at Phipps Plaza here in Atlanta, and we were not able to help women of all statuses, people that have had breast cancer, people that didn't have enough money to be able to spend $100 on a bra. So we decided one day at lunch that we wanted to help people, everybody, and not just those that could afford it. I went home and came up with the name, which is basically named after both our daughters. Molly's daughter's Olivia and mine's Rainey. And so it was Livvy Ray. And we just decided that was going to be what we did. And we opened up in a antique store and pretty much started from scratch. So built this business, and it just kind of grew on its own, really.
Yeah, that's great to hear. It's an awesome story, and definitely something you don't hear about a lot of times. Like, a lot of people don't think about that when they're thinking about bras, and it's important that that's involved in the business. So that's a great company, and I love seeing you guys post about it and try to get the 90-day people who are in need fitted and all of that. I think it's great.
Yeah, we're always trying, but you know, it's funny because, some people need it and some people don't want it. You know, they like their boobs the way they are. So, you know, we try, though, because we really want to focus on the health aspect of bra fit versus the look, because, you know, we know that wearing wire improperly can cause issues. It can cause calcification of cells. It can cause lumps. Typically, it's benign, but it would be just like wearing the wrong size shoe every day. You put on a size 9, when you're a size 10, you're going to get bunions. So it's really important that people are educated on how to wear wire.
Yeah, exactly. So I do think that's a great concept. And yeah, congratulations on the success of the business. But how has the coronavirus affected it? Are you guys still doing like online sales? Were you able to reopen up the store itself, or what happened with that?
Our stores reopen. We are only open 4 days a week. We technically could be open 7 just because we just tried to minimize some of the traffic flow, but we're very busy. Thanks to the show and the quarantine special, we did a virtual fitting, and a lot of people are reaching out to us from across the world to do those virtual fittings, and we've been booked up. So it's a good way to help people, plus our online presence, and then just our regular customers. It's been a kind of a crazy ride for everybody.
And we were closed for about, I would say, a little over a month. and I came up with a pattern for making masks and hand sanitizer and was going to do it just to help people or just to bring in a little extra. It wasn't even made to be a big deal. But then when everybody was required to wear masks, we were sewing from like 7 to 7 every day and trying to keep up with the orders that were coming in, which were huge. So we had a lot of people volunteering, helping and doing different things. So we were able to survive through that time that we were closed.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's great to hear because I know a lot of businesses struggled and, you know, can't reopen, but it's great that the show was able to help. And on top of that, you have very loyal customers. So amazing, amazing to hear that that is still going very strong for you both. And of course, I want to segue that into, I know you mentioned a little bit about the show and how that's helped a bit with advertising. I wanted to segue that into, you know, your experience being on the show, both Pillow Talk and Before the 90 Days. Molly, I know it's been a little while since your season aired, but how have things changed since it aired and, you know, that marriage has ended, unfortunately?
Honestly, I've just been really committed to my kids and the business. You know, I've tried to date a little here and there, but it's not really on the Richter scale. I don't really care. I just have a lot of guys trying to talk to me, but, you know, they don't have a lot of substance. And if they're not, you know, able to come and help and work and do, then it's really not very necessary. But other than that, just the amount of women, I think, that have been in the same situation or that really love Cynthia and I and just want us to talk to them about their life struggles and their issues. I think that being on this couch, that we're real and everyone is dying to have, like, a good relationship.
Our friendship. They want our friendship.
They want a
have somebody that, you know, is their ride or die, that loves them no matter what. And they're sad during this time. A lot of them are still locked down. A lot of them look up to us to bring them hope and happiness and laughter and friendship. And that's really the thing that has been, I think, the most touching for me.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I see everything that you're saying because watching it, I feel like everyone who doesn't have that like super close best friend that they can do everything with is like, wow, like this is what that sort of friendship would be like. And they're living like vicariously through the connection that you two have and being able to watch it on the screen and give people a source of laughter and something to look forward to. Like, hey, oh my God, this on this day, I'm going to be able to see Pillow Talk and Molly and Cynthia are so funny. Like you give people something to look forward to and something to smile about. So I think that that's incredible. And especially that it's touched you both. It's great to hear.
Thank you.
We know what part of the world that the show's in because I had 4 fittings in Ireland like a week ago. And I had another lady, I think Cynthia had one too in the UK, which is interesting because the UK has amazing bras.
Yeah, they don't have fit issues there. I mean, they typically shouldn't. Unfortunately, there's still not enough focus on how to wear a bra. I mean, we're still getting people that are 60, 70 years old that were never told how to wear a bra.
And I had a lady last week that was 80 whose granddaughter came to her in the nursing home and she's so excited. And I said, I can promise you this woman has never bared her breast
for anybody.
But she had no problem dropping her dress over virtual.
Yeah, and
it
we
was
really
that important to her.
We really want to get in the school systems. I think the thing that we notice the most is that we get so many young girls, 9 and 10 and you know, that have boobs that are bigger than their mothers and the mothers don't know what to do. And it's sad because I feel like a lot of it comes from our food, hormones, different things that's in our environment that is creating girls to be larger at a younger age. And we have to get in these schools and educate these girls because a lot is involved with, you know, how they feel about themselves, body positivity. If you've got a young girl that has really large breasts with no support and she's in gym class trying to do exercise and the boys are teasing, it's going to wear on them. It wears on their posture. It hurts them mentally. And so getting in the schools is really a huge thing for us, starting teaching them young so that they grow up knowing what to do.
Yeah, that's so important. I know how many friends I have that I could just think of off the top of my head that have the issue and definitely want to make your business known to them going forward because it is really important and it is something that doesn't get enough attention. So it's great to hear that you know, connecting with people and viewers on Pillow Talk has brought attention to that issue.
I mean, we've never set out to be TV stars. We always, I mean, when people said, you know, we want you to say this and that, we were never scripted. Our goal with doing any of these TV shows has always been the focus back to what can we do to help women in our business? How can we reach more people? And so God keeps giving us a platform to be on television, to keep saying, hey, here we are. This is what we do. We can help you because there are so many people that need it. And it's pitiful.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I love to hear how people use their platforms on TV or social media or whatever to, you know, help others and do something greater than just entertain people, because that's great. But if you could pair it up with something that's even more important, I just think that that's the whole purpose of the industry. And speaking of, I really want to talk about 90 Day and not only your experience on the show, but on Pillow Talk. Looking back on your experience on B90, Molly, would you have changed anything? Or do you think that, you know, all of those experiences were just like a learning lesson and you're happy that you did it?
I wouldn't change it. The only thing I would change was maybe, like, you know, television cuts out a lot of things. And I think that the delivery of what happened and, like, what people don't know about me wasn't ever really executed in the show. The fact that I never left my kids alone with Luis. It's seemingly that way, but it isn't. And not only that, I actually talked to him for almost 2 years before he came here, and I still love the Dominican. I mean, Cynthia and I had an incredible trip. I just saw a video of us the other day that she had posted when we got wiped out in the we got wiped out in the ocean because here comes a wave. You know, that we were like, it was so calm.
Calm, we weren't even that far
into the ocean, and I had a beverage, and I got wiped out.
Yeah, she
I came back up looking like I had a sumo wrestler's haircut. Like, but not for nothing. Besides meeting him and really thinking I'd found the love of my life.
I thought you had. I signed
her
up for the show.
We had the best girls' trip ever.
It was, like, amazing.
You know, and then right after that, I went back for my birthday by myself. And to fly to a foreign country, which isn't that far away, but no, like by yourself, I think it's very liberating. And I think for anybody that is a single male or female trying to source love outside of the country, well, prior to this COVID crap, because we can't go anywhere. But, you know, adventure out, adventure on every single thing that happens, even down to right now. And I'll be honest with you, Cynthia and I are stressed out. We've had a lot going on because it takes a lot to try to take on everybody else's issues and problems and breasts. And not only that, all these women that say, oh my God, I feel like you're my best friend. I went through the same thing. A lot of stars are not very humble. A lot of people don't talk to their people. And it's not that I want to be hung up sometimes on social media, but I feel like it's our duty
to
respond to these people and be the messenger. God doesn't give you the gift and to be the messenger to everybody. And so it's like we have to fill our spiritual duties, but it's also very taxing. And I don't want to go to the past. I want to be present in the present and work towards a better person than who I am. And so does she. But, you know, when you're with your best friend and you're with your person and they don't have siblings, and I have four siblings, and I'm one of 1,000 and she's one of one. We've had tough times. I mean, even going into this interview today on this couch, like,
we fight.
It is hard.
We do. I mean,
you know, I think there's times where we like are like, oh my God, you know, like I think she feels some kind of way and I feel some kind of way because I'm like, you get to go home to your husband and your family every day. And I'm like, I get to go home to my 9-year-old. I need adult time, but she goes to bed early. So
I do.
We got issues. We do.
And I think that that's one of the things, like, people inbox us all the time. And I got kind of emotional about it because, you know, everybody's like, I live vicariously through you, you know, and those are some really strong shoes to fill. Like, it's hard.
I'm getting emotional too because it's hard.
I don't want to let people down. And so, and I'm not very social. Like, I don't go live a lot. I'm trying to. I did it yesterday and the freaking thing was sideways. And I look, it's awful.
I didn't even see. We couldn't even get in touch with you yesterday.
I can't even make this stuff up. But you know what? People are on there going, I love you. You're so sweet. Yeah, anyway, because you're real. We really know you suck at tech. You suck. I know. You know, when Molly and I terrified, or we go through these stressful times. It's like, oh my God, I am being, how do I tell these people? Oh yeah, it's cherries on top of everything all the time. It's not.
Every berry is so good.
Yeah, it's great.
It's hard, but at the end of the day, even when I feel like I'm at my, like, I'm so tired and I can't do anything else, it doesn't take but one sweet little baby to come in who's like,
or a message.
Traveled, or a message that says, you don't even know what you did for me. Or like a girl sent me a message and said, my mom's dying of cancer. This is the highlight of our week. And my mother hasn't laughed or smiled or anything. And every time she watches you guys, we just lay there and love each other and laugh. And I want to let you know that this is what y'all are giving me and her before she leaves this planet. Like,
that's heavy.
It's heavy.
I mean, people say, oh, we just said heavy at the same time. We finish each other's sentences a lot, but we feel the same. Like, God, we always say we're God's special Joe. Like,
we think we're his jester.
His jester. Like, oh, let's throw him on TV and see what happens for 2 years. Okay, well, let's not give him another show. Oh, but then let's give Molly
a really God-fearing, good family, holy rolling, ministering to the poor. That's why I fell in love with him after I met him.
But he completely changed when he got here. We don't know what happened. I mean, I was as snowed as she was. And that whole thing was just a debacle, like whatever, you know. But it did open the door again for us to have a platform to help women. And God knows what he's doing, except when he said, oh, let me just throw her on Jimmy Kimmel. Hey, you know, see what happens. You know, and we laugh because we're like, we are so country. You know, people are always like, oh, y'all fake those accents. No, we don't. That is who we are. We don't know how to.
Or when we're walking across from to go to Jimmy Kimmel and I wiped out with my ankle on the hardwoods in the Beverly Hotel. And I got to wear heels. I can't walk across this stage in my Adidas. And we're laughing. And she's like, here. And so she basically rubs an entire bottle of CBD on my ankle all night long. We couldn't go anywhere we wanted to go because I couldn't walk. Nope. And then we come out and we're walking back and there's like 50 people that come from out of nowhere, like paparazzi. And we were dying laughing. And I thought it was just something to like make people feel special. There was an entire video and all these people posted stuff and I was like, that was like a real paparazzi
moment.
Didn't
know.
We don't even think it, even though it's a big deal to us, it's like, okay.
What's the hoopla?
Okay.
But again, I think that's what people love about us, you know, is that we are real. What you see is what you get. When they come to our store after watching us on the show, every single person says, oh my God, you're exactly how I hoped you would be. You're nice. You're exactly the same.
Like, thank God we got to wear these masks because we ate some garlic rolls last night, girl.
Straight up tragic. Or I talk about her IBS, or she talks about my senior spread. We go at each other all the time, but that is the banter that they love. And it makes us real, and people can relate.
It's kind of like when the girl from Brittany that's on B90.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is going over to Jordan, you know, and she's going to convert to Islam for Ozzin or whatever. And they're like,
oh, boy.
Or Yazin. Lord, I can't keep them straight. There's so many. And they said, do y'all ever put lashes on each other? And she looks at me. Now, mind you, I've been in my basement. I'm swollen because I took
an
allergy pill. And my eyes are puffed up like hell. And she's like, well, I could, except she's got pug eyes. Maybe it's because your hands are shaky.
Which is very true. I already tried to put lashes on you for Jimmy Kimmel, and that was a disaster. We could talk all day.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm just waiting. I have so many thoughts going through my head that I don't even know where to begin because I'm like, okay, note here. And then I'm laughing so hard that I forget what I'm thinking. And I'm like muting myself because I'm like, if I'm going to start laughing into this microphone, these listeners are going to have no idea what's going on. It's just going to sound like a freaking car crash. So first of all, I want to say you guys are totally right with that. People are definitely looking forward to watching you guys during the week. I know my family family does every single time. And we wait for the two of you guys to just pop up on the screen. Cause yeah, we love everyone else, but like you guys never fail to make people laugh. Like it's like, we know once it comes to your like segment or part of it, it's going to be hysterical. And we're going to get, like you said, the realest comments and unfiltered information. So it's the best.
Right?
And
they showed the flossing of my teeth.
Yeah. Anything can come up.
She's exactly right. Don't you put that on my side table. Don't you flick that on me. Because we do, I floss in the car and she hates it. And she'll be like, girl, don't you fling that thing. You're like, I mean, it is exactly how we are. But what's so funny is I've never watched myself floss. So when I watched that episode, I got to laughing so hard. I'm like, oh my God, I just licked my floss. And Molly called me out on it.
Yeah, I saw that.
But I'm not the only one. I'm sitting there, oh, it's minty. Like, you know, but this is who we are. And, you know, and I think that people can relate to that because there's other flossers out there that do this. I know it.
I'd like to hope so that there are other flossers out there.
Well, they told me I had real good gums the other day when I went to the dentist.
Oh, that's great. I always like hearing those comments, you know, because if there weren't any good flossers out there, the dating pool is just going to keep getting smaller. Let's be honest here.
Mouth, honey.
Oh, exactly. Disgusting. Well, I know you guys mentioned Luis and, you know, you're talking a little bit about spirituality. How funny is it looking back on the scene where he basically says there's demons surrounding your house and you see the owls and all of that? Like, I was thinking, what the hell is this guy on? What is going on? Like, I think everyone watching it was like, demons? Like, what? Where did he get this from?
Well, sometimes when you're in tune with your spirit and there's spirits up in here that are protective, they might have read him off, honey. I don't know, but I know he took a piece of art off my wall.
Yes, he did.
That was like this really beautiful African-American female older from the 1800s.
Yeah.
Photo. It was very old. Beautiful. And one night he said it was creeping him
original
out.
Frame.
And it talked to him and he threw it in the woods. So I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think that they did talk to him a little bit. Maybe he got scared off. It's just so funny because, you know, it's good to be able to look at it and just realize afterwards, I think, like how crazy it could seem at the moment, and then if you rewatch it back, it's just kind of like a what the hell is going on right now? And then that's another thing. It's funny.
It is. I mean, it was funny because I'm like, owls, really? Owls are not. I mean, I was in shock too. But he comes from a very, his parents, they would have spirits in their house, like they would pray over him and the kids and all that stuff. Like they were seriously connected. So. We kind of felt like once he was taken out of his element of his mother praying and stuff that maybe it opened him up. We don't know. I know there's no bad spirits here. I wouldn't come here. What he saw is what he saw. What he felt is what he felt. But if that's the case, then what were you doing to do that? Like there's something. They saw it and they did not like it.
Amen. I don't know what he was up to, but let's just say they saw it.
How we felt. No, but we say, you know, if Molly does want love, she wants to find that person, but it's got to be the right person and it's got to be somebody in it for the right reasons. And I always say, you know, when you're not looking, you'll find it. But I just feel like God has somebody very special for her. I think it's in due time and he will come. But in the meantime, anybody that does not have good intentions is listening. You got to go through me.
Start putting the paintings back up, keep the owls out because we want to make sure that this is the right guy. And you know what? They were watching, so they knew. So get more of them and maybe just like make a moat around your house.
We collect old pictures. We go into antique stores and we hate to see family members that are basically on the wall being sold. And so we create our own family by collecting these pictures.
Which is kind of weird.
It is a little weird when we talk about it.
We love art and that's art to us. I mean, even down to finding like old crochet or quilts that someone's quilted.
Yeah.
And dolls. I have a lot of old like folk art dolls that I love and it's
we're drawn to
it. It's a part of it, you know, but I do know that there's a lot of love and you know, stuff
and energy that comes with it. So they're very protective of us. I just want to say, I think the thing that, you know, I really want your listeners to hear is that, you know, virtual fitting for us has become virtual. Anything has become the new rage. I mean, let's face it, you know, how many people are even going to go back to work these days? They can work from home, or people are finding out they can do this from here. And, you know, virtual fit, we started back at Double Divas, which was 12 years ago now. We started virtual fittings, but nobody was really on board with it because it was so new and they were worried we were going to be filming them and stuff. And so now we are able to virtually fit people from anywhere. So like she said, we've had Scotland, we've had Ireland, we've had UK. So if your listeners are interested in a virtual fit, we can do it. It's really good and it's worth trying.
Okay. I hope they take you guys up on that. I know personally, I'm going to reach out to some of my friends that have issues when it comes to bras and bra fittings and, you know, let them know, because you guys seem to have like the magic equation to solve this issue. And I think that more people need to know about it. And the more voices that are talking about it, the better, because you're solving a real issue and problem that doesn't get enough attention, like I said. So yes, if you haven't checked it out, please go on their site. Before we go, I definitely want to hear your thoughts on this season of B90 The Other Way. What exactly are you thinking about the couples that are on it? Because every single time I can't help but think it's a shit show that I want to look away from, but I just can't. And this past episode, I was like, what the hell is going to come next week between Brittany? And then you have Devin and Jesus Christ with Colt and the mom, Debbie. Hot mess. I have so many thoughts, and I'm sure the listeners would love to hear more of your thoughts, because I don't think anyone's getting enough from you guys on Pillow Talk. I would just like a whole Pillow Talk just for you guys.
That's what they keep saying.
That's what everybody says.
We need our own show. We were going to have the Stinky Hooch show, because that's our nickname. She's Stinky and I'm Hooch. We didn't realize until you put it together what it meant. And that kind of freaked us out. But, you know, we have to have an after hour show, because they don't put in some of the stuff we say. We basically say that every episode, somebody's walking out. Period.
Somebody's walking out.
Walking out.
There's going to be a blow up. Yep. And you know, an explosion, like, it's just somebody's just like, I'm not talking about this anymore.
It's rough.
I think one of the biggest things for us is that Brittany knew, and she knew. Know, you do not even have to be involved with someone whose religion, you know, is Muslim, or if you're going to convert to Islam. Like, what don't you know? Like, you should have studied up on that, sister. You should have known there's some things that you got to lay it down, girl. Just lay it on down. Like, that's a problem. I wouldn't want to be in a country over there during these times and not have my stuff in order and not know the law, period.
That's exactly it. Like, I don't understand. I always think about this, and I had Tim on the show a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about it. Like, how do these people not research beforehand? Oh, this is like, these are the conditions, or, you know, this is what you should do. This is what you shouldn't do. Like, I would be doing that for weeks before I showed up, but then she's got like a handle or something in her purse. She's hugging people. And I'm like, sis, you can't.
No. Hella makeup, hella weave. You got a ton of stuff. No, girl.
No.
You're about to be stripped down.
And can I just, I'm just going to interject. This is another thing I'm going to say about this. I feel like Molly was the only person prepared for anybody to come to her home. Like, even the other way, you're going to take that baby, that pregnant woman, to Ethiopia, and you're going to bring her to the apartment, and ain't going to have no toilet seat?
Oh, no, no, no.
You know what I mean? Like,
I had a place, I had the space, I got a job, I got a little bit of coins, like, not a lot,
but something
to offer.
And they have nothing. Like, Jihoon, all of them, every place that they've gone to, except for Brittany. Now, Brittany's pad was awesome. Like, he really had the setup. I don't know what he's doing at that fish market. He has a nice pad. But he was about the only one, and all of them are always struggling to find somewhere to live. And I'm thinking that has to be the basics.
You could need a 90-day checklist.
Yes. Like that. I mean, even like Tanya and Sinjin to a shed in the backyard of
a shed with no bed.
Shed with no bed.
Oh, my God.
How long did you know he was coming? Did you not think to clean it, pick up your clothes? I mean, something, you know. I think that is the hardest thing for us, is watching these families fight.
Conditions that their condition is in.
Or the religious terms that are set in place. I mean, we're religious, but not in that respect.
We're
like
spiritual. We're not religious. So but I think it's just
it's
like,
a different. But we didn't know there were so many rules. Like, and how their families, everybody's dependent on what the family thinks. And me and Molly are like, really? Okay. Well, if my dad's okay with it, I mean, if he isn't, I'm still doing it. Like, it's never been a, you know, that's just not a factor for us. So it's hard to watch. Yeah, a lot of families want money. You know, I don't get that either. So anyway, we could go on and on.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree. One that stands out to me that I still find hilarious. I find myself, when I get even a little bit down, I'm looking up the clip on YouTube, and then I feel guilty about it afterwards. But when Ed had to shower with the dad and the rat, I'm sorry. That was my favorite.
That rat?
That thing came up out of the sewer.
Yes, it did.
The Ninja Turtles Master put him out. Splinter.
Oh, my God.
Splinter. Oh, God.
So gross.
Between that and then Colt and Debbie, and then Debbie's like, I'm going to go with you to Brazil again. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like,
I don't understand what his obsession is with Brazilian women, but we're just trying to figure out what kind of package Colt's packing, man. Oh. He's got something going on.
Well, I think
money.
We saw, honey, in all his glory on the beach with his back.
Oh, yeah. We did see a little bit too much, I'd say. But I do want to know as well, because I was talking about it with my mom, and we were saying, like, what is he doing to get all of these women coming his way? Maybe he should be the new Ash. He's got to be a dating coach or something. I don't know what's going on.
I agree with you.
Because I saw in the preview, Debbie's, like, sleeping on a bed saying, like, telling Jess to, like, get out or something. She's got to go to the hospital. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm very excited.
You just got to stay tuned.
I know it's just going to only get crazier. And Jesus Christ, I'm excited for the pillow talk coming once that shit show erupts, let me tell you.
Shit show is the word for it. Two words.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a great place to stop, because I know you guys could talk about this for the rest of the day, and so could I. Probably could just go on like a 48-hour rampage about these people. But it's great to have you both on, and thank you for being so lovely and chatting about everything, and especially plugging your business. I'm so happy that you guys are able to solve that issue for so many women around the world. And if I could be a part of that in any way, I'm so happy that I can be. So I'm going to link everything below and definitely let listeners know, but keep making people laugh, keep doing your thing. Don't get too stressed out. You know, if you guys were eating a watermelon and just attacking each other on the couch, I would tune in. So
Oh, just wait.
Oh, God. Is a watermelon coming our way?
It's not watermelon, but it's a food source.
All right, cool. All right. So if there's a food fight, I'm in. But I'd love to see an after show. You know, hopefully the light bulb goes off in their head, because it would be a hit. I want to see more content from you guys. So thank you for giving me a little bit more content on my show here.
Thank you so much for reaching out to us.
Thank you.
Of course, guys. Have a great rest of your day. Stay away from the rats coming out of sewers, and make sure that those paintings are in place, because we got to make sure that the vibes and the energy are going the right way for you both.
We got you.
Thank you.
Huge thank you to Molly and Cynthia for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. They're so funny, you guys. I can't get enough of them and the content that they produce. Just be sure to follow them on socials, which I have linked in the description of this episode, but you could also find them on my Facebook page. And if you're interested in a virtual fitting, you can get started with Livvy Ray online. No matter where you live, they will make sure that you get the right bra and that it's fitted perfectly to your body. It's an amazing business, you guys, and definitely worth a try, so I highly recommend you check it out. I'm just hoping you guys have a great rest of your day or night. Just remember, you know, do the right thing. Maybe watch your favorite show tonight, Pillow Talk. Anybody else hear that? And most importantly, stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.